Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to my gospel showcase with Andrea Carlisle. Welcome, Andre, to the show.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here with you, and I thank you so much, Ms. Brenda, for inviting me on your awesome show.
All right. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, how you came along in the music industry, and decided to take on gospel music. Go ahead.
Well, I started singing at the age of 5. My grandmother discovered me singing. I was singing "The Greatest Love of All" by Whitney Houston, and that same day she saw me sing. I think it was on a Saturday. That Sunday she made me sing at church, and you know, everybody was just a big encouragement and everything, you know, about me singing. So I haven't closed my mouth since. You know, I've always been active in my schools, in elementary, middle school, and high school, in choirs and different groups. I sung in ensembles and things in the local area. And just have just always been active, you know, in my singing since God, you know, began to prepare me for that journey. And after then, I was introduced to a playwright here in Birmingham and began to do some songwriting for plays. And when that happened, I was in the midst of, I had wrote a song, and well, I used to do a lot of writing back in the day when I was in high school. And I had kind of picked it back up. God had kind of been dealing with me about it and started back writing again. And, you know, that the song Lord Help Me With My Unbelief was introduced in that production behind the pulpit from the playwright here, Mirror Productions. And once that happened, it just kind of, I just kind of took off from there. Just, you know, because you know what you're here for, but you don't really tap into it all the way,
yeah.
You know, and God had to kind of, you know, pull me to the side and say, you know, I'm tired of playing with you.
Okay.
You know, he had to be daddy, you know, and so
yeah.
When he done that, you know, I listened and I just allowed him to, you know, to do, you know, what he does best, you know, it just to guide my journey. And that's pretty much how I got back into it, you know, with my singing.
All right. You have a strong Southern accent. I see that you're from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, I am. Yes, I
all
am.
Right.
I was born in, I was raised in a community outside of Birmingham called Adamsville, Alabama. It was a small community, and I grew up out there. And it was a very small, close-knit community, yeah. So I'm from the South.
Yeah, you have a strong Southern accent. So what high school was that the gospel choir you was active in? Name the high school and the church as well.
It was Minor High School, that the school that I went to, and I was in the gospel choir. And the church was at Rising Star Baptist Church, which was my during that time, my godfather, Reverend James Kelly, was the pastor. He still is to this day. And they used to have me doing a lot of singing. A lot of times the choir wouldn't show up. I was the choir.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So I've always, I guess, kind of been around people that's pushed me, you know, and kept me, you know, singing. Even, you know, at that age, you know, you really don't know what you want to do when you're young, you know. But you just do what you're told.
Right. So if anyone wants to follow you, how can they get, you know, find out much about you? Are you on any other social sites online? And where can they purchase your music?
I'm definitely, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. They can reach me, you know, my Twitter page is at Andrea Carlisle Stitt. My Facebook fan page is Andrea Carlisle 38. And also I have a website that's called artistandreacarlisle.com, where they can also reach out to me for booking and for future updates. And also my music is available in iTunes and all of the digital download outlets online. So it can be, you know, purchased from any of those outlets.
All right. I have a young kid that wants to know, did you ever play the piano or any musical instrument at a young age, starting off? In school or in church, did you ever play any kind of musical instrument or like the piano?
Well, I've always kind of doodled, is what I say. God allows me to actually key off the songs that He gives me. I'm able to play them, and I don't read notes or anything. You know, He just, you know, kind of give it to me, give me a blueprint of songs that I do. But I've always, it's so funny because I've always been around musicians, but I've never, you know, actually played. But He does allow me, you know, to do that much. So when I go to the recording studio, it's easy for me to just give, you know, the producer what I, or example of what I'm hearing. So, yeah.
All right. Have you won any awards for your single, the one that's Lord Help Me With My Unbelief? Have you won any award for that? Or did you perform at a talent show to win an award for that?
I won an Academia Award for 2017 for it was a Best New Gospel, Female Gospel Artist, and I did win that award this year, and I've been nominated for, you know, quite a few recently. I've been nominated for a Vogma Awards this year, and also recent nomination I received was the Rhythm of Gospel Awards, where I was nominated in two categories, and I've never really been in any talent shows. I did, not for that song, I did talent shows in high school, you know, but that's about it.
Well, how does it feel winning an award for your first single? I mean, does it encourage you to stay in it and create more songs and stuff?
Yes, most definitely it does. It really encourages me to keep going, you know, and it shows me that, you know, it's not, you know, it's beyond me. You know, I feel that, you know, anytime that God, you know, gives you a gift and blesses you and, you know, and allows you to, your purpose to be revealed, I feel that it's beyond you. Because he put it out here for you to be able to share it with the world and be able to touch souls and ultimately bring people, you know, to Christ is what I feel, you know. So he always reminds me, you know, in the area, you know, anytime I get discouraged or anything, you know, God always does something, you know, shows a blessing to me or, you know, opens a door for me and shows me, you know, you know, it's not everything you're doing is not in vain. You know, I got your back, you know, 100%. He shows me that all the time, and I'm grateful, you know, for him, you know, giving me, you know, the gift of singing. I really am.
So with your awards and your gift, how does it feel when it shows through people? Persons come up to you, and they say things to you, and they offer to do favors for you. How does that make you feel? Do you feel like you know your purpose here on earth? Allows you to challenge your struggles and notice them a little easier. So what position does it put you in?
Well, I love to, you know, to be transparent when I write. You know, because I like to share, you know, whether it's me personally, something that I've went through, or somebody that's connected to me have experienced. You know, I love to be transparent because, you know, sometimes people don't know how to say, you know, well, you know, I just don't know if I trust God. So, you know, people just, they don't know how to be transparent about certain things. And, you know, I feel that when people come to me and they've heard songs like Lord Help Me With My Unbelief and, you know, Only God, Only You God, you know, it really, really encourages me and really moves me in a way, you know, that it's a wonderful feeling to know that your music is effective in people's lives and they can feel where you're coming from. It's a fulfillment, you know, that you know, I can't explain it. You know, it's a joy that's, you know, it's almost supernatural, you know, because you just feel like, wow, you know, this was something from my life. You know, this is my pain. I just wrote about it. You know,
yeah.
This is somebody connected to me. This is their pain, and I just wrote about it, you know. And, you know, to see that so many other people, you know, because I think a lot of people are in broken places right now in the world, and just a lot of different things are going on. And I feel like that the world itself, as well along with the gospel industry, you know, need, you know, relativeness, you know, songs that's relative, you know, because people are really going through real things, you know, so they, you know, people need to be able to relate, to be able to say, oh, you know, wow, you know, this, the wow, that was me. But look what happened. Look how God can turn it around. Look how, you know, this song encouraged me, you know, to go another day. You know what I'm saying? It encouraged me to not give up, you know, in life, you know. And so, you know, it's an awesome feeling. It really is. It's a beautiful feeling to feel, you know, when people come up to you and or just, you know, when people send me messages and give me encouragement. It's really a blessing.
Well, I would like for you to tell me, how'd you come up with the title of that song? I know it's you're old now. It was released worldwide October 14, 2016. Lord, help me with my unbelief.
Yeah,
so how did you come up with the title of that song? And it sounds good.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I
can't. It blew me away. It blew me away because it's different. Your voice, it sounds such heartwarming, soulful, meaning. It pulls you. So, how did you come up with is it your own written song, or has it referred to the other old school gospel hymns?
It's actually a song that I wrote. Lord Help Me With My Unbelief was a song that God, you know, gave me. And I was actually in that place when I, you know, when I wrote it, you know, because the first thing that came up was the chorus for me. And I kept singing the chorus and kept singing, and then the verse came, and, you know, by the end of the week, I had the whole song written, you know, and I had let my cousin hear it. My cousin Precious, I had to let her hear it, and she was like, you know, because that really, you know, did something for me. That's beautiful. You need to do something. We didn't, I didn't think anything of it, Miss Brenda, you know. But I got on Facebook one day, and I sung it, you know, just to encourage people. You know, because I was in that place when I wrote that song, just not seeing things manifest in my life, praying for things, not seeing things happen. And I just was in that place, you know, because, you know, I love God more than anything. And I wanted to learn, you know, how to trust Him, you know, because, you know, if you don't have, not to, just to have, you know, the faith, means you don't trust Him. So I wanted to keep the faith. I wanted to learn how to do that, you know, and also be built in trust, be built on how to trust, you know, God, when I'm going through something, to ultimately give it to Him, you know, and leave it alone. You know, I really just wanted to learn that. And, you know, that I can truly say, you know, that song was something that was written, not only a song that He gave me, you know, just to share with the world, but it was a part of my life, you know. Here recently, I had lost someone close to me in February of this year, and I had to really lean on that song, you know, because I had to accept what God allowed, you know, and that consists of trust, you know. So that song really, really is a personal song for me. It really is. And I'm so glad that God allowed me, you know, to birth that song out of me. I'm so grateful that He did that for me.
Well, I've read about your motto, and your motto says, never meet people's expectations of you, meet God's expectations of you.
Oh, yeah.
That hit it on the nail right there. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to spin Lord Help Me With My Unbelief, and you sit right there, and we'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. So much trouble in this world. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm fighting just to make it through. Yet I'm standing on your word, asking you to help me make it through. But I'm showing lack of faith in you. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to believe. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. God, I know you want the best for me. Time things turn around, self-doubt shows me what I can't see. How can I believe for others and not for me? Help me to believe. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me.
All right. Lord, Help Me With My Unbelief by Andrea Carlisle. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio with Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. That's me. I am your host with the most. Call in on the show and speak to Andrea about her gospel. Call at 657-383-0771. Wow, Andre, that song will put you in the zone.
Thank you, Miss Brenda. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes, love it, love it. So,
thank you.
Wow, can you tell me and the audience, who are your favorite gospel artists? Who inspires you more? I know you got to be listening to some other artists of your favorite.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big Richard Smallwood fan. Mahalia Jackson is my idol. When I think of gospel, I think of her. I love, you know, James Cleveland. I love, you know, Donna Lawrence. Oh man, it's a lot of different artists that I like, but those have to be some of my, I would say some of my top artists. And Travis Green, he's new, but I love his sound. And also Jonathan McReynolds, I love his sound as well. So I would say, you know, those are people that I, you know, I really, I love in music. And also, you know, I listen to different styles of music. I love, you know, like, you know, Frankie Beverly Mays and, you know, Letticy and Layla Hathaway and, you know, just a lot of different sounds. Bob Marley, I consider myself to be eclectic, you know, so I think I just kind of pull from different styles. Yes, ma'am.
So if you ever got the chance to perform with one of these favorite gospel artists, who would you choose to sing with on stage?
Oh wow!
the ones that are living today.
Okay, I would say probably Jonathan McReynolds, just because I love his, I love how he creates, how he's so effortless when he sings. So he would probably be someone that I would really like to, if I had an opportunity to sing with, he would definitely be the one that I would like to do that with.
Well, you never know. He might be listening on the show, okay?
All right, okay.
So I would like to ask you, any new future projects, new music in the making for next year or so?
Yes, I actually have a single that's coming up in the upcoming year. I'm looking to release it in January. It's the month that I'm looking into, sometime in the new year, somewhere up there. But it's called I Paid For It. And it's basically, you know, a song about, you know, just how we go through different things in life and we feel like the things that we've been through, you know, you feel like it's been in vain, you know, but what it is a song, you know, where God constantly reminds you that, you know, he's there, you know, and he's, you know, while we look at things and we think that, you know, wow, you know, I've sacrificed and I've lost this and I've done this for this person and that person and different things have happened in my life. But God, you know, he sees us. He sees the things that we've been through. He sees our heart and sees the sacrifices and things we made. And he reminds us when he opens a door for us, turn a big no into a humongous yes. He shows us, you know, that, you know, hey, you get paid for it, you know. So it's one of those type of songs.
Okay, well, Have you done any performances in your community or done any charity events for your community based on your singing talents? Did you help out your community?
Yes, I always participate in the cancer awareness. They always do they do it for the different ladies that have been through. They pull different women that have suffered a cancer in my community where I grew up in Aliceville, and I'm always invited out to sing on that event. And this year, a play that was written off a song that I wrote called Broken was about cancer awareness and domestic violence, which just did that. I wrote several songs for it, which just did on the 14th of October.
Okay.
So,
well, where can we find that song? Is it streaming online?
Broken is actually, if people go on Facebook right now, they can probably hear from there me playing it and singing it, but I haven't released it yet. That's going to be probably an upcoming song that I do. I've got a awesome response from that song, and
okay.
That will definitely be one that I'll be doing next.
So are you got any upcoming events coming up where you're going to be performing, where folks can come and see you perform? You have any concert or any kind of events coming up?
Well, I have an event in November 12th. Where people that, from my area, if it's anyone online in Alabama, they can join me at Rising Star Baptist Church in Dora, Alabama, under leadership of Reverend James Kelly and Deborah Kelly. I'll be there singing at Many Musicians Appreciation on that day. And also I can also be reached out at on November the 19th at First Baptist Adamsville. And that's in Alabama, Adamsville, Alabama, where I'll also be singing at a musician's anniversary, Travis Strong, his anniversary. And also, I'm looking to put a concert together this year. And so that'll be something that I'll definitely be, advertising on once I get everything together. And, and guys and, working with me where I'm going to be working towards birthing business that he put inside of me that I, something that I want to be able to help other independent artists, such as myself. So I'll be, definitely doing some announcements in the further up in the year.
Well, you better make sure you keep me posted and everyone else that is listening. I need you to give your website information and any of the social sites for everyone to follow you up on so they can be able to come and see you perform. So I need you to go ahead and mention that information for me. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can definitely, again, go on Facebook fan page. My Facebook fan page, I'm active on Facebook. I'm on there all the time, most of the time. So definitely go on Andrea Carlisle 38. That is my Facebook fan page. And also, you can catch me on Twitter at Andrea Carlisle 6. And my Instagram is Artist Andrea Carlisle, and all lowercase. So I try to stay on all of them, but Facebook has been the one I've been on the most. But I also go on the other sites, and you can also reach me on my website, and artistandreacarlisle.com. And if they're interested in booking me, you can book me at send a message to my email, laval1entertainment@yahoo.com.
All right. Man, we're going to spend this last track of yours in this showcase. This one's called Only You God. Now, tell us a little bit. I know it's a story behind this song track. Can you tell us a little bit before I spin it?
Yeah, well, actually, the track was sent to me from from London, from a record label in London. They reached out to me about writing to the track, and I got it, and me and my producer listened to it, and, you know, and when I heard it, you know, it has an R&B feel to it, but I kept hearing, you know, in the rim, you know, Only You God. And basically, you know, just thinking along, you know, just life situations, you know, where we get ourselves into things that we don't know how we're going to get ourselves out of, you know, dealing with certain people that seem to never change, you know. And,
yeah,
you know, in those situations, only God can
yeah.
or can fix it, you know. So that's kind of, you know, where that came from. You know, Only You God, you know, sometimes we're beyond the help of people. Only God
yeah.
can you know, can fix things. So, you know, that's where Only You God, you know, was birthed from.
All right. And you stay right there. We'll be right back. Here's Only You God by Andrea Carlos.
About the way, Lord, that you love me. You keep opening doors for me that I couldn't see. Everything is owed to you when I couldn't see my way. You gave me the strength to make it another day. Without you, when I'm feeling at my end, on you I can depend. When I am all alone, you're there to pick me up when I fall. I know you never leave me. You sacrificed your life to give the very best to me. Oh.
Everyone, thank you for still tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio with Brenda Moss. I am your host with the most. Andrea, you're still with me.
Yeah, I'm still here, Miss Brenda. I'm still hanging with you on Jazz It Up.
All right. All right. All right. So, as we're coming close to the end of the show, would you like to give a shout out to any of the persons that supported you in your musical journey? Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my mother, Patricia Carlisle. She's always been a very strong support for me. Also, I would like to give a shout out to my mate, Nikita Hedgepeth. Has always been there for me, and I truly appreciate, you know, everything. And also, you know, just my family, you know, certain, you know, my aunts and things. They've always, you know, encouraged me, you know, through the years. They really have, you know, pushed me in my gift, and, you know, just, in, you know, and my godparents have been a staple in my career, because they, you know, they allowed me to use my gift, you know, my godparents, Reverend James and Deborah Kelly, and, you know, just to my fans and my, you know, I definitely couldn't do what I do without the support of fans. So I'm grateful, you know, that for everyone that purchases, everyone that streams, you know, everyone that just listens to my music, you know, and just believe in me, you know, it's truly a blessing. So I'm truly grateful.
All right. And where can we purchase your music again? Can you mention that information?
Yes. You can go on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, CD Baby. It's on all of the digital download outlets. It's there.
All right. And as I ask each of my music guests or authors on my show, what are your words of wisdom for those that are suffering out in the world today? Or do you have a message to pass along to others who wants to get into the music industry as you?
The message that I would give them, I recently wrote a song called Dreams, and the song says dreams they do come true, but it's all up to you. So meaning, you know, don't give up. When people count you out, people count you out every day, but you know you don't worry about again the things that people say. You worry about pleasing God. You know, He has all power in His hands. He knows your life before you're here, before you conceive, you know, so, and He always wants the best for you. So I would say keep you some people, some eagles around you, people that pray for you, people that encourage you, people that want to see you win. You know, don't keep any pigeons around, you know, keep some eagles around you. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Some people, yeah, that can intercede for you. You know, when you can't pray for yourself, they can. You know, they can, you know, intercede on your behalf. You know, and just, you know, just don't give up, and listen to God's voice. Listen to hear Him. You know, don't make any rational, don't make any decisions, you know, too quick that may affect your career. You know, listen to God's voice, and you know He's not he's a revealer. He's a lot of things, but He's most definitely a revealer. You know, He'll reveal things if it's not right, you know, for your career. So I would say, you know, just don't give up. You know, when you feel like giving up, don't give up. And you know, and I'm gonna leave it with what I always say on every interview: don't worry about meeting people's expectations, meets God's expectations of you, you know. So that would be my nugget that I would drop for them.
All right. Thank you for that message. Thank you very much. Well, everyone, we're coming close to the end of the show. I will play that favorite track, song track, Lord Help Me With My Unbelief. Please stay tuned for other shows that's coming up in November. Thank you, everyone, for your support, for tuning in. And you know what, Andrea, you are always welcome to come back on my show. I'll be following you for dear life. I love your music.
Thank
Keep
you.
Doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration. Please come back on my show with your new music. Any new projects?
I sure will.
Okay. All right.
I
Thank you for
sure
your
will, Ms. Brenda. Thank you for your support and the platform that you provide for artists such as myself. God bless you, and I ask God to continue to bless you and your ministry, what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Much appreciated. You have a blessed evening, and you keep doing what you're doing. May God bless you and all of your dreams, and hope to see you again in the near future. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too. You be blessed, Ms. Brenda.
All right. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. I have upcoming shows coming up in November. I have other gospel singer, songwriting artists. I have Morgan Alexis Monk. I also have Jahi Logan. He's a nominated Grammy for a Grammy on his album Sun Rise. Also, I have Gino Spate. It's also upcoming in November as well. And hopefully I'll be able to find a venue in Evansville, Indiana for my two favorite musicians that are on my radio show, which is Andre Cavour. He is a saxophonist. He plays jazz and R&B, pop, and soul, and gospel. Also, Gina Spate will also be coming to Evansville to perform. I am looking for a venue. I'm hoping I can get some support from my Evansville, Indiana native fans. This is Brenda Moss signing out. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye.